With us today on Bass Fan Tipped Off Radio is Skeeter Yamaha Pro Alton Jones. And Alton, you've got some unique ways you organize your boat.
Yes, I do. You know, one of the things that I do different than most guys in tackle storage specifically is when I'm storing my crankbaits, both my hard baits, my lipless baits and my lift baits, is I take the treble hooks off. You would be amazed how many more hot spots I can fit in a little plastic box without hooks than I can with hooks. And it makes them so much easier. That way you don't have to worry about grabbing one bait and pulling the whole stack out because the hooks are all tangled together. And, you know, I find that real effective. One thing is, in practice, I don't want to fish with hooks anyway. But then in the tournament, when I figure out a color and a size of that particular hot spot or fat free or whatever I'm throwing that I need, I'll just hook up two or three of those baits so I'll be ready for the tournament. And I don't have to worry about getting my whole tackle box tied to the rest of my tackle box.
Well, it sure seems like it'd take a little bit more time. You got those split ring pliers out there and you're putting hooks and stuff on, but preparation the night before is really the critical part, right?
That's right. I'm usually not hooking these baits up during the tournament. It is the night before. The other thing it forces me to do, and I, by the way, I take these hooks back off after the tournament's over, is it forces me to change hooks frequently on my bait. That's something people don't really think about. You think, well, I've got a fat-free shad here, so, you know, the hooks, it's 3 years old, surely the hooks are still good. Not necessarily the case. Each event, I want to have fresh hooks with a fresh point on them. You know, you get hung up in brush piles or catch a big fish, and you bend those hooks in and out a few times with pliers, and the metal becomes weakened, and it's important, even little things like changing those hooks out.
Well, I got
to
add,
that kind of forces me to change my hooks. Every time I'm going to use that bait, I know it's going to have a fresh set of points on it.
Well, I got to ask you, you know, it ties into the next question is that when you now have these things ready to go, do you have a deck box that you build? Is it, you know, do you have a small box with just the bait you're going to use for that day with you?
You know, that's a really key point, and that is a very important part of what I do. And actually, my Skeeter has what we call a day box built into it. It's just in front of the driver's console, and it's about a foot wide and about 18 inches long. And I simply lift that lid, and that's where I store all the baits that I anticipate that I'm going to use during that day. If there's a certain color of a yum dinger that I'm going to be throwing, I'm going to have a bag of them sitting in there. If I have two or three spinner baits that are just what I need, I'm going to have them there. If I need two or three of these hot spots that I'm talking about that I've just hooked up, I'm going to have just a great selection of what I anticipate needing for that day right at my fingertips at all times.
Well, okay, now you got me really curious. What kind of Skeeter are you running?
I'm running the new I-Class Skeeter, but almost all the ZX models also have that day box included. And that's, you know, everybody likes their storage compartments, and, you know, it's great things about Skeeters. We have room to store everything, but that day box, that little bitty day box, has become my favorite storage compartment on the entire boat.
All right, now we're going to go back. I'm going to shift gears with you a little bit, and I want you to go through, if you can, how you organize your boat. I mean, do you have crankbaits in one area, spinnerbaits in another, or is it a kind of a potpourri?
Actually, what I tend to do, I do like to use the, I guess they're made by Plano, the little plastic thin storage boxes that are clear plastic.
Yeah, I think they're 3,700 boxes.
They fit. My Skeeter has sleeves in the storage compartments where they will just fit right down in my front storage compartment. And I take a big black Marks-a-Lot, and on the top of one of them, I'll write shallow crankbaits. On the top of the, excuse me, not on the top, but actually on the edge, where it's, when it's sitting in the compartment, they're sitting in there vertically. That's the, I'm looking at the edges of like 10 boxes, and I can visibly see exactly what's in each one. I have another one that's hooks, another one that's sinkers, another one that's yum dingers, you know, right on down the list. And right at my fingertips then, I can grab the exact box that I need. I can pull it out and change what I need to. Spinnerbaits I do a little bit differently. Since they don't fit well in those plastic boxes, what I do with them is I just have some soft packs. They're almost like a soft pack notebook that have pages are basically a Ziploc sheet. And I'll have my 3/8 ounce spinnerbaits in one, and my 1/2 ounce in an X, and my 1/4 ounce in another one, and my 1 ounce over here. So they're all in one bag, but they're in different dividers in there. And again, I can easily reach down there, and I can grab my spinnerbait bag out, turn to the page of baits I need, and select the bait. Now, probably one of the hardest things about that, though, is remembering and making yourself at the end of every single day, both tournament day and practice day, take the pile of baits that have accumulated in the floor of your boat and make sure you reorganize them back in those places. And that... I'm not an organized person, so it was hard for me to learn to do that, but it has saved me so much time. And I probably get an extra 100 casts a day just from being organized now.
Well, Alton, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Tipped Off Radio, and we're going to have you back again.
Thanks, Terry. Keep the good information flowing.